Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Infinite Courage by J. Clifton Slater. Narrated by P.J. Oakland. Act 1. Consul Valerius Messala and Consul Ottacilius Crassus formed legions and marched on Sicily. While they didn't participate in pitched battles with the Carthage Empire, their legions fought many small battles, each unique and all against some 60-odd cities and towns on the eastern half of the island. Welcome to 263 BC. Chapter 1. Lycosa. The sandals of 13 handlers and hoofs of 13 mules loaded with 14 tents and 14 sets of camp equipment crunched on the stony beach. One of the pack animals and its handler marched with a legionary at the front of the slow-moving caravan.
"Why does Centurion Megellus want us to set up at Lycosa?"
Alerio Sisera pondered.
"How would I know, Corporal?"
the mule handler replied.
"It's a rhetorical question,"
Alerio told the man.
"It's only 12 miles to Velia, where Crassus' legions are training."
"Should we push on and join them?"
"No, Greeley. We follow orders,"
Alerio explained. The legionary pulled out a goatskin map, identified a landmark, and called back to the lines of men.
"Our campsite will be around the bend, on the other side of the villa and just off the beach."
"Whose villa is that?"
Greeley inquired. The house and compound had come into view far down the beach. As they approached, details became noticeable. A balcony on the second story overlooked the sea, and the villa's compound was surrounded by a small, unkempt wall. Fallen stones from the wall and overgrown bushes and weeds showed the neglect of an absent owner.
"I don't know, and it's not marked on the map,"
Alerio informed him.
"It looks like a vacation estate. Somewhere for a nobleman to get away from a city or a landowner from his farm in the heat of summer. A place where he can enjoy the sea breezes."
"I'd like to have a summer villa,"
announced Greeley.
"Or a fishing boat. Or a farm."
"You have a job,"
Alerio pointed out.
"As do I. Let's get to the site and set up the camp." "This would be more fun if we were at Velia,"
Greeley suggested.
"There are more games and entertainment where the legions are training."
"Greeley, this is the legion,"
Alerio corrected, pointing back at the pack animals.
"It's not supposed to be fun."
"No offense, Corporal, but the legions are 12 miles further south,"
the mule handler commented.
"What you have here are tents and cooking utensils for a new, untested century."
Alerio eyed the broad strip of flat land between the ocean and the toe of high hills to the east.
"Greeley, have the handlers drop the centurion's tent to the north and the squad tents in two rows,"
Alerio instructed. He stood in an area close to the foothills, using his hands to indicate the placement.
"The NCO's tent goes on the south end."
"And the corral?"
the mule handler inquired.
"Put the mules south of the handler's tents,"
Alerio told him.
"I don't think the Optio would enjoy the aroma of mule. I know I wouldn't."
"Speaking of aroma, where do you want the latrines?"
"Beyond the corral," Alerio advised. "I'll have the sentry build the practice field on the other side of the meadow facilities."
Greeley dropped the reins for his mule and began directing the other handlers. Soon there were two rows of five tents between the large folded centurion tent and the NCO tent. Four handlers began leveling the ground, spreading sand, and setting up the officer's tent. From the mule with the Optio and Tesserarius equipment, Alerio extracted a coil of string on a stick, a hammer, and a stack of short stakes. After measuring out a length, he called Greeley over to take one end of the string.
"We'll align the camp off the centurion's tent," he instructed the mule handler. "Pull it tight from the tent pole."
Alerio stretched the string, so the first squad's tent rested far outside the center line, spaced about two tent lengths away from the centurion's tent. This gave privacy to the infantry officer and allowed him to talk without being overheard. Alario pounded in a stake, then moved to the other side of the camp and positioned the 2nd Squad's tent. They stretched the string, measured distances, rotated between sides of the camp, and lined up 8 more tents. At each tent's location, Alario tapped in a marker stake. On the south end, he pounded in a final stake for the NCO's tent.
"This side is straight,"
Alario asserted as he wrapped the string around the stick. After strolling across the width of the camp, he peered at the line of 5 markers on the other side and announced,
"We have an ordered sentry area." "I'll have the handlers begin setting up the squad tents," offered Greeley.
Pointing at the 10 bundles of tents laid in the center of the camp, he added,
"After we level the ground, clear the brush, level the earth, and get buckets of sand for the tent base,"
Alario directed.
"Leave the tents where they are. I want each squad to erect their own tent." "Part of the training, Corporal?"
inquired the mule handler.
"More evaluation of how the men work together,"
Alario corrected.
"They should know how to set up a squad tent. Senator Maximus told me he was hiring experienced legionaries when I was given this assignment."
Long after sunrise the next morning, a staggered line of 32 men appeared on the beach. They came from the north, sauntered into the center of the camp, and dropped their travel bags. After looking from the erected Centurion tent to the NCO tent at the far end and the rows of folded squad tents, their eyes locked on the mule handlers.
"Why aren't our tents set up?"
one yelled down the length of the sentry area. Beyond the NCO tent, a few mule handlers turned their heads to look at the newly arrived legionaries. The rest remained sitting at their campfires.
"Get over here and do your job! Or do you need a good beating to teach you your place?"
From beside one of the fires, Greeley dipped his head in respect and lifted an arm to point eastward. Several legionaries followed the direction of the arm. At the top of the high hill, they noted a man dressed in a loincloth with a gladius on his hip, wearing hobnailed boots.
"Who in Hades is that, Koulous?"
a legionary questioned.
"No clue,"
another responded. They watched as the man jumped from the crest, landed a body's length downhill, and began tracking back and forth. As he descended, they could see he glistened with sweat, obviously from earlier exercises. Muscles straining from the run, the half-dressed man arrived at the foot of the hill. There he transitioned to a march while crossing a square of level sand the mule handlers had prepared for a squad tent.
"Good morning, legionaries,"
Alario greeted the group. He snatched a woolen shirt from the top of a folded tent, wiped off the sweat, and slid on the garment. Before it fell over his head, the legionaries noticed his battle scars.
"We're going with the Contubernium. 8 men to a squad." "I've brought my own 10-man squad,"
the legionary who threatened the mule handlers stated.
"Who are you?"
"Corporal Sisera. 8 heavy infantry men to a squad. Now I'd suggest you set up your tents."
"I was supposed to be the Tesserarius,"
the legionary challenged.
"Optio Gustavi said it when I signed up with the Century."
Alario looked over his shoulder at the NCO tent, then faced front and peered around the gathered legionaries in the direction of the Centurion's tent.
"Nope. No sergeant or officer to adjudicate your claim,"
Alario commented.
"How about you show some leadership and get your squad's tent set up? 8 men per, as this is a marching camp and not garrison duty."
The legionaries broke off and began erecting the first 2 tents on either side. Alario watched from the center of the camp without saying a word. When they were finished, he wandered between tents, checking the tautness of the guy lines. At the complaining legionary's tent, Alario pulled on the lines, walked to the other side, and tested those. Then the corporal stood at one corner and looked down the front of the tent, trying to see the next tent and the markers for the rest of the row.
You seem to have an issue, Ilario mentioned while lifting an arm and holding it against the front flap. Your tent is off the line.
Who cares? This is a training camp. We're not even with the legions,
the legionary offered.
Besides, there wasn't a marker.
That does present a problem, Ilario responded. Drawing his gladius, Ilario vanished around the side of the tent. When he reappeared, the tent was collapsing. The reason soon became apparent. With his blade, the corporal also sliced the guy lines on the other side, and the entire structure fell. With his foot, Ilario kicked back a section of the goatskin material. Under the fold, he discovered a marker stake laying on its side and half buried in the sandy base.
There's the issue. Someone stepped on First Squad's marker, the corporal announced.
He pulled out a piece of parchment and a nub of charcoal. While making a notation, he informed the legionary,
I'll get your squad new ropes, but let's be sure the tent is on the line. What are you writing down?
The cost of new ropes, Ilario informed the squad leader.
Your squad will be charged for the resupply. It was you who cut the lines,
the legionary bellowed while stepping forward and placing a hand on the hilt of his knife.
If anyone should pay, it's you.
In two steps, Ilario stood nose to nose with the infantryman. When the legionary attempted to pull his knife, the corporal slapped his hand on the man's knuckles, preventing him from drawing the blade.
What's your name?
Ilario questioned.
Horatius O'Stray.
We are going to have weapons training, Decanus Horatius O'Stray.
A lot of weapons training,
Ilario promised with a wicked smile.
And I can assure you, Lance Corporal O'Stray, you'll have plenty of opportunities to show me your skills. For now, I suggest you get your tent set up.
Horatius hesitated, then glanced around. All 31 legionaries and the mule handlers stood waiting to see the outcome of the confrontation.
Fine,
Horatius growled while attempting to step away. But the corporal's palm shifted from the back of O'Stray's hand and gripped the legionary's wrist.
Try that again,
Ilario ordered. Horatius O'Stray's body shook with rage, and he started to verbally challenge the Tesserarius. Just before he exploded, he caught the smile on the NCO's face and noticed the joy in the man's eyes at the expectation of an outburst of violence. O'Stray had served 5 years in the Northern Legion, and he recognized the signs. He was being goaded into a fight, an engagement where he could be embarrassed in front of the other legionaries.
If you're finished, Corporal Sisera, Horatius uttered, I'll help the squad set up the tent. On the line, Lance Corporal O'Stray,
Ilario reminded him while releasing the wrist. Then in the direction of the mule handlers, he shouted,
Greeley, I need new guy lines.
Greeley already held the ropes in his hand. Everyone in the camp had watched the exchange with interest and different emotions. Some were amused at the audacity of the corporal cutting the lines, then charging the squad for the loss. Others were angry for the same reason. While suppressing a smile, the mule handler jogged to Tesserarius Sisera and delivered the new ropes. Early in the afternoon, 32 more legionaries made it to the camp. They were a little taller and fairer of skin and hair than the first group. Ilario recognized them, but a legionary in third squad vocalized it.
Samnites, he exclaimed. I didn't know they let tribesmen in the heavy infantry.
The southern tribes are citizens. Don't be fatuus,
a squad mate chastised him.
I'm not simple. I'm just surprised, he responded.
Ilario met the new legionaries. After a short greeting, he stood and watched them set up the next four tents. All went up correctly, giving the corporal no cause for worry about their skills. What did worry him, the squads who arrived earlier ignored, and some turned their backs on the Samnites.
After witnessing the tension between Latians and the mountain Samnites, Illyrio made a note to not have the two groups skirmish. At least, not until he knew the men better. The shadows were long, and the orange ball of the sun floated a finger's width from the horizon when the last 16 legionaries appeared on the beach. They were Latian, but their clothing and slumped postures displayed a downtrodden lifestyle. Several of them lugged heavy leather bags displaying bulges, where flat and rounded objects inside pressed against the material. He greeted the late arriving legionaries, as he did the other groups, and set them to erecting their quarters. While they were setting up the final two tents, Illyrio had to step in and issue corrections and instructions. Every century had its weaker squads, and the corporal had just met his. The sun sank into the ocean, and night fell on the century. Corporal Cicero looked over his campfire at the flames burning in the camps of the 10 squads. Beyond the squads, the dark and empty centurion's tent vanished in the fading light. With no officer or sergeant, Illyrio had a decision to make. Set his own training schedule and get started on bringing the century to fighting form, or allow the legionaries to lounge around until the century's optio and centurion arrived. Chapter 2. Resistance in the Ranks. A pink haze brightened the eastern sky, announcing the coming sunrise. In the dark, Illyrio tossed back the flap, stepped from the NCO tent, and shouted,
"Maximus Century! Get up, get out, and get on the parade ground!" the corporal called.
He repeated the order while strolling down the center of the area. At the end, near the centurion's tent, he turned about and added,
"You will get your swinging mentulas out of those tents, or I will burn them down."
The first squads to emerge from their tents were the Samnites. After them, a few more legionaries came out and stood in front of their tents.
"Lance Corporal Ostray, is first squad too busy having an amour fest?" Illyrio demanded. "I suggest ending the warm embraces. Get your people on the parade ground."
Laughter came from the second and third squads as they surged from their tents. Most of the legionaries were in front of their tents when Ostray and first squad came slowly from theirs. It was obvious by the swagger that the delay was intentional.
"Columns of twos, on me," Illyrio instructed.
Once two lines of 40 legionaries formed and faced the corporal,
"Turn about! Deconus Ostray, first squad has the rear. Century, stand by!"
40 feet stomped, but the halting reply of "standing by, corporal," was weak.
"Let's try this again,"
Illyrio shouted while walking beside the formation.
"For every sad response, I'm adding another hill to the run. Century, stand by! Standing by, corporal!"
came the response with more enthusiasm. Illyrio began jogging to the front, but stopped beside a Samnite. In the weak light, he noted the legionary had reached out and shoved 4 men back into ranks.
"Name?" he demanded.
"Telesia Caudini," the tall Samnite replied.
"I guess with 5th squad, based on the tent's location."
"Lance Corporal Caudini,"
Illyrio said, acknowledging Caudini as the tent commander and Decanus for 5th squad.
"Pull your contubernium out and take the lead."
"Yes, Tesserarius."
When the 8 legionaries were positioned at the head of the columns, Illyrio stopped by the 9th and 10th squads.
"If at the end of this run, you are anywhere except right behind those 8, I'll make the next week the worst 7 days of your life."
"Yes, corporal,"
the men in the 2 contuberniums replied.
"Century, forward march," Illyrio called. "Deconus Caudini, follow the beach."
The century filed between the NCOs and the 10th squad's tent. Soon, 80 hobnailed boots crunched gravel and sand as the legionaries marched along the shoreline. Valerio trotted to the front and explained the route to Telesia Caudini. Based on Alario's pacing the day before, they had covered about 7 miles. When Telesia Caudini and 5th Squad started down a steep flume, Alario ran ahead, climbed the embankment, and dropped into the neighboring gorge. In front of him, Horatius Ostrey and 1st Squad pushed lagging legionaries up the incline.
"Lance Corporal Ostrey, isn't this great?"
Alario said from directly behind the squad leader.
"I could do the grind all day."
Horatius' head snapped around. From being one of the last legionaries in the columns, sweat coated his face and dirt caked everywhere except his mouth, nostrils, and eyes, where he blinked them clear.
"This is cruel,"
Horatius spit out the words along with a wet wad of dirt.
"You don't know the conditioning of these men."
"You're right, Decanus Ostrey," Valerio admitted. "I don't know the conditioning of these men, but I know what's expected of a legionary. The tail is lagging behind. Try to keep up."
Alario put on a burst of speed and climbed to a break in the line where infantrymen were struggling. After scrambling out of the ravine, he dropped into the adjacent one and joined the men running downhill. The corporal shouted encouragement while passing those on the downward slope. Telesia Caudini and 5th Squad, although breathing hard, held themselves erect as they walked by Corporal Sisera. Behind them, the legionaries came into camp in stages of exhaustion. Further back, pain showed on their faces, and near the end of the columns, a few were limping. Horatius Ostrey and 1st Squad braced up at the side of the century's Tesserarius. Alario sat at a camp desk beside the path. With a quill in one hand and a mug of water in the other, the corporal seemed relaxed, as if he had spent the day napping under a tree. Unknown to the legionaries, he had raced ahead and ducked his head in a bucket of water to cool down. Then he peeled off the sweat-soaked tunic and replaced it with a matching one.
"Fall out!"
he called to each legionary as they passed.
"The run was a nice warm-up for the day."
When out of earshot, or so the squads thought, they marveled at the dry and relaxed corporal. One overriding question, whether rhetorical or based on actual curiosity, was, who is this guy? They didn't realize Alario's stomach was in knots from the run, and all he wanted to do was lay down and take a nap. He didn't. Instead, he smiled and welcomed the rest of the century back to camp. The century spent the afternoon pulling weeds and digging brush to clear the practice field. Mounds were formed for archery and javelin practice. Even though they didn't have bows, arrows, or javelins to use on the targets, they did have muscles. A few engaged in wrestling in the fighting pit. Others raced in sprints on the short, measured track. Once the gladius drill posts were set, Corporal Sisera ended the work details and gave the legionaries the afternoon off. He had no choice. They didn't have gladi or shields either. As the sun moved lower in the sky, Alario walked the camp, talking with the men and getting to know them. Most of the legionaries greeted him respectfully. Some were standoffish, which was understandable. He was a new authority figure. What surprised the corporal? The men in the 1st and 2nd squads were openly hostile.
"Maximus Century! Get up, get out, and get on the parade ground!"
Shadows moved from the entrances of 5 tents. 2 more contuberniums joined them, but the legionaries from 1st, 2nd, and 3rd squads once again hesitated to respond.
"Fall in on me! Columns of 2s!"
Alario ordered. The 7 squads formed up facing their tesserarias. Standing silently in the early morning light, they waited to see how the NCO would handle the disrespectful squads.
"I wonder if the missing squads realize that I control the pay records, the supply inventory, and the funeral funds,"
Alario called out.
"Century, stand by!"
56 legionaries responded,
"Standing by, Corporal!"
Turn about, march!
Alerio directed. He jogged to the head of the column and fell in beside the 10th squad.
Who is your Decanus?
A thick brute of a man replied,
I am Polynurus, and I command the tent.
Decanus Polynurus, guide the sentry to the beach.
What about the missing squads?
What missing squads? Alerio questioned.
Corporal, the ones still in their tents.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But
march to the beach and listen for my command,
Alerio advised. Then the NCO shouted,
Left stump! Left stump!
At first, a ripple rolled through the columns. After a few more cadence calls, the legionaries caught the rhythm, and the hobnailed boots on the gravelly beach crunched down as one. The corporal jogged to the front, past Polynurus and 10th Squad, and stopped.
Column left, march!
Alerio ordered when the front of the column reached him. Decanus Polynurus missed his mark, and the man to his left slammed him with his shoulder when he turned left. The big legionary shoved the man and was pushed back in return. Behind the scuffling pair, the infantrymen bunched up and the columns stopped.
Polynurus, raise your right hand,
Alerio requested. The legionary lifted his left. Looking around for approval and seeing none, he raised his right arm.
Column left, march!
Corporal Sisera ordered while pointing up the bank in the direction of the practice field. Coming off the hard surface of the beach, the sentry's steps were ragged in the loose dirt. Once on the flat of the practice field, the NCO called the sentry to a halt.
Break down by squads,
Alerio directed.
We're going to run contubernium shield drills.
But we don't have shields, Corporal,
Polynurus reminded him. Lifting and bending his left arm as if holding a shield, Alerio called out,
Get them up! Draw!
He mimicked pulling and holding a gladius down by his right side. A legionary laughed and put his hands on his hips.
This is ridiculous, the man proclaimed.
Alerio marched over to him and inquired,
Your name?
Lance Corporal Acarius Enitui of 4th Squad. And this is foolish and useless without shields and gladi.
With his left arm bent and held up and the right down by his side, Alerio's arms appeared to hold a shield and blade.
That is an interesting observation, Decanus Enitui,
the NCO offered.
Let's test the opinion. Advance!
The motion, as prescribed by the Legion, involved a smash with the shield, and once it was withdrawn, a thrust with the blade. Although Alerio had neither, Enitui caught a forearm in the chin before the corporal hammered a fist into the legionary's chest.
That wasn't fair, I wasn't ready,
Acarius Enitui complained. The strikes had driven him back into the arms of 4th Squad.
Do they not teach the advance command in the Northern Legion?
Inquired Alerio.
I assumed it was a standard tactic.
Of course they do, but we use real weapons.
Enitui replied. He shook off the arms of his squad mates and leaned forward, putting his face close to Corporal Sisera's.
We don't play at war.
I'm going to give the advance command again, but I want to be sure you're ready,
Alerio cautioned.
Here we go. Advance!
Acarius threw up both hands in a wrestling guard and spread his legs. Because he was leaning forward, the corporal's forearm drove the arms up and out of position. On the way down, the forearm smashed Enitui's nose. Then the forearm withdrew, and the NCO's right fist came up and buried itself in the Decanus solar plexus. The squad leader for 4th Squad doubled over in pain, bleeding from his nose, gagging and gasping for air. Alerio leaned down and put his mouth by the distressed legionary's ear.
I don't play at war either,
he whispered. Then to all the squads,
We are the Legion's heavy infantry, craftsmen of war, and because we are journeymen warriors, we fight with whatever is available. Lance Corporal Enitui forgot that every advance is a killing move, with or without weapons.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?